Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
A couple of weeks ago, Republican Governor Bruce Rauner released a TV commercial with Democrat J.B. Pritzker and Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan getting married in what may be the most obvious way the two will be tied together. And it's not that far from the truth. Sorry, folks, but the financial crisis in Illinois didn't begin with Bruce Rauner. Hundreds of politicians share blame for drowning the state's government in billions of dollars of debt and unfunded pension liabilities. But House Speaker Michael Madigan, a dominant political force for three decades, has been the constant in key decisions that created the mess. Michael Madigan has outlasted five governors, is now his sixth. This year, the Chicago Democrat will become the longest-serving state or federal House Speaker in the United States since at least the early 1800s. John Cass, who hosts the Chicago Way on WGN Plus and has been a columnist with the Chicago Tribune, has stated that the November elections in November aren't about some Democratic revenge fantasy punishing President Donald Trump for putting Brett Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court. And the November elections in Illinois aren't really about some Republican revenge fantasy to punish Governor Bruce Rauner for betraying his conservative base by signing that bill on taxpayer-funded abortions. And the power of House Speaker Madigan, the Southwest Side state Democratic boss, the longest ruling House Speaker in American history, has become incredibly wealthy in his tax reduction legal practice while also presiding over the fiscal collapse of Illinois. Boss Madigan's butler, J.B. Toilets Pritzker, thinks he's elected in November. He'll actually be a real governor. He might have the title, but J.B. will have a sash to wear at ceremonial events. It sounds about right to me. And John Cass joins me live in studio. Good morning, John.
Hey, David, how are you?
I love all of that. It is so close to the truth.
You know, look, in any other state, you could apply this to Republican machine states too, because there are.
Absolutely.
Once one party gets all the power locally, they can do anything they want to you on taxes.
Sure.
And to me, that's the issue. Mike Madigan makes a fortune reducing taxes for downtown real estate right here where we're talking to you from, WGN Studios.
How is that possible that he's gotten away with that for as long as
he has? It's legal, right? It's legal. He's a lawyer. He reduces taxes.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. You reduce when he has like at least, what, two-thirds or one-half or whatever of all the downtown the big downtown real estate. And they have their TIFs and other things. They get tax breaks because he's powerful. Who do you think picks up the freight, the difference, when Mike Madigan's guy gets a tax break for a huge building on Wacker or North Michigan Avenue or LaSalle Street, or when J.B. Pritzker takes out his toilets and gets a tax break in the mansion that he bought just for tax purposes? Who do you think pays the difference?
It's all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of us.
Absolutely.
Every guy in a bungalow, every man, woman, child, you know, when you're, you know, you get stuck with the tax bill, they walk away with tax savings. That's what's corrupt about this.
Illinois ranks the bottom half of the best states in the country. This is a U.S. News and World Report. Ranked 39 with fiscal stability and number 50. I mean, at the bottom of the list of fiscal stability. And Rauner might not have lifted us up, But he's not the guy that got us here. And I think that's what a lot of people are hearing in the commercials and everything right now.
Look, Bruce Rauner is not... In my column at the Tribune, when Bruce Rauner first started running, I put aside my issues on social conservatism because I am a conservative, as people know who read the column in the Tribune.
As am I.
What's interesting to me, what was interesting then, David, is that... maybe it's not interesting to you, but to me, I backed the guy. When he came out, I said, we need this guy. This is the guy we need.
As did I. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I told my readers, this is the guy we need. Then he flipped on me on House Bill 40.
Yeah.
He said he wouldn't get involved in it, and he did. He did the sanctuary city. He betrayed his base, and they might not come out. But you know what? I'll take that aside. What are we looking at here?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding. He's going to be Mike Madigan's butler.
Yeah.
He's going to be slicing the apples and walking, you know, with the silver tray, waddling through the state house mansion with the sash on, saying, Mike, are these apples okay?
Yeah.
Should I squeeze a little lemon so they don't get brown?
Yeah, you're totally right. You're totally right. Madigan forced through a 32% tax hike. Pritzker has talked a lot about his tax plan, which would involve moving to graduated tax rates, just like the federal taxes, rather than Illinois' flat tax. But he's never said what those rates would be. And I was watching WGN Morning News when he was on with Larry Potash, and Larry said, I'm a little uncomfortable that I haven't heard really what you're going to do with this tax. Like, how are you going to get there? What is this all about? And there's nothing. There's no meat behind this whatsoever.
Oh, there's plenty of meat behind it. Just put your
taxes.
Put your leg up on the chopping block, because that's the meat.
Yeah.
They just don't want to tell you. And when they say middle class, what do they mean?
Yeah.
When they always say middle class, what do they mean, man? They don't define it, but that's where the money is. And they're going to come. I think you make $25,000, he's going to tax you. You make $253,000, he's going to tax you.
Yeah.
The millionaires, they can go.
Yeah.
If you're a multimillionaire, you can go. You can go to get your money in the Grand Cayman Islands just like he did.
Right. Yeah. Totally true.
But you and me, we can't leave.
No, we can't.
And neither can the people listening.
No.
And or they can. But
and I'm a small business owner, too. And I mean, we just moved out of Cook County just to get out of
tax winkle?
That crap. Yeah. Tax winkle, exactly. You note that any vote you cast, of course, for any Democratic state representative is not a vote for that Democratic state rep. It's for Madigan. It doesn't matter if you're a Democratic state rep is some slobbering loser or a good, intelligent, capable public servant, but because the new legislature takes the oath of office in January, there'll be a voice for the speaker. And Democratic state reps, from party hacks to suburban independents who talk about the good government yet avoid using his name, will vote Madigan in as boss. And if you don't agree with him on anything, he'll crush you. And then he'll put some money against some other candidate to take you out. How have we not learned this by now about this guy?
Well, I've been saying it for years, but why haven't we learned it? Because we have a combine in this state, okay? You've got, you know, those rich the landowners that use Madigan as their lawyer?
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to bother him.
Yeah.
They don't want to bother him. And so it's always been a secret. They didn't push it. And here's what's going to happen. It doesn't matter whether your Democratic state rep is a good guy or not, or a good woman, or a loser. They're all going to be called in for that voice vote. And after their election on Tuesday, he will call them immediately and say, yes, this is Mike Madigan. And they'll know that the voice of God is on the phone, because he's already put his people with that candidate every step of the way. That candidate, when they knock on the door in your suburban town, and they knock on, hey, I'm Joe. So I'm Nussman. Hey, how are you? Aren't I cool like you? Well, they have someone with them, walking with them, monitoring everything they do, and those reports go back to Mike Madigan.
That's crazy.
See, so if you vote Democrat in Illinois, any other states could be the Republican way. And if I were writing in those states, I'd say the same thing. In this state, you vote for a Democrat for state rep, you're voting for Mike Madigan. If you don't understand that by now, you will understand it when those tax bills hit you.
I think
real
that's,
simple.
I don't think people get that, because I need.
Why not?
I think right now it's all about getting out the vote as a referendum on the president. And I kind of think you have to separate that, the White House, from the governor of Illinois, because it's two different things. You haven't seen Rauner tramping around with Trump and supporting all of his moves or anything like that.
It doesn't.
And you hear Pritzker kind of talk some dirt about that, and he's just like that and everything else. But
me too, me too, me too.
Yeah, and there's
it's all about emotion.
Yeah, and as of right now, I can't imagine why anybody in the state wants to pay one more dollar to taxes. And you are, I'm completely convinced, and it's so black and white to me that if and when Pritzker gets in, that's what's going to happen. So why is that better for anyone in the state?
Or
the middle class, as we say.
I'm going to, this week, I'm going to have Dan Proft on. Because I had Pat Brady on the week before on the Chicago way. And I got to ask him, because there is a division within the Republican Party, David. There's a division. And there are the go-along, get-along Madigan types, and there are the revolutionaries. Neither of them really like Rauner. In some way, he is very akin to Trump, not in manner or women or or tweeting, but in the fact that the establishment didn't like the guy. You know, he rocked the establishment boat with Madigan, and so he never really had a good place to stand,
right.
A solid place to stand.
There's JB's toilet scandal, the FBI wiretap conversation with Blagojevich, the comments he made about African-American politicians, racial discrimination lawsuits from his campaign staff. Then you got Rauner.
The blackface.
Yeah.
Charcoal face.
Yeah.
Charcoal face thing.
Yeah.
I wonder how much you think that cost him?
Oh.
Did he have to go out to the South Side ministers and West Side ministers and
fill
up those collection plates?
Both these guys are buying this election, believe me. And Rauner's portrayed his base, as you said, clearly made some mistakes. He's acknowledged that he's misjudged the difficulty of government change and the stubbornness, and it's been painful, and it's an uphill battle for him.
Yes, maybe he didn't have to fight all those battles at once. He threw out 44 reforms that got Madigan didn't even let him get one.
Yeah.
Because he didn't go along.
Right.
And he didn't go along with the conservative Republicans. I don't know if they're going to come back, but they should definitely realize that if you vote for a Democrat in your state rep race, I'm not talking about any other race, state rep race, that's where Madigan gets his power. He doesn't get his power from his district alone.
Sure. Well,
you can't beat him in his district. How many thousand? You know, David, when I was a boy, my folks had a grocery store. Supermarket in that neighborhood.
Okay.
And my dad and my uncle used to advertise, we'll cash your checks, you know, your paychecks,
sure.
No charge.
Yeah. No, because you put your money back in the store. That was
right.
Good,
so no charge, yeah. Just line up and we'll get, all right. On those days, on every 2 weeks, you know how many public employees came to cash their checks? Thousands.
Yeah.
It was like, they would line up at the from the office in the front, all the way past the produce counter to the meat counter, around to the milk stand. It was circling the store, and guess what? They all owe their jobs to Mike Madigan, and that line would stay there, David. In that long line would be there for 8-10 hours.
Yeah.
So it's like, imagine. The payroll.
Yeah. You know? Oh, absolutely.
That's government payroll.
Absolutely.
That you pay for.
To me, you can't even really count on polls anymore. I mean, just really after the last presidential election and where everybody thought this was going. And, you know, I didn't think so. No, you didn't.
8 months out, I wrote a column, she can't win. I was called an idiot.
Well, but I mean, even, you know, every late night talk show, everybody on more of the left said, oh, there's just no way, you know, the Saturday Night Live, we're going to win this election.
No,
you know?
But why is that that so much when people say the media, they don't really, do they really mean newspaper guys? No, they mean, I think they conflate
CNN, MSNBC, Fox News,
and the Stephen Colbert and the Jimmy Fallon, they put all together.
They
right,
do.
In their mind.
They do. Yeah, even though that's entertainment, so to speak, it's really not.
Right.
Media, I think of journalism or news reporting of some sort. I don't really think of media as the late night talk shows, but that's how they get lumped in.
And so the conservative viewpoint then is offered by Fox, and sometimes that's even off-putting, right? At least to me, I don't. Sean Hannity barking the way he does, you know, supporting everything that's Republican. I stopped watching.
No, I can't follow that either. I can't follow that either anymore.
All I do is when I finish my column, I'll watch sports, or I got a new thing. I watch like old British TV shows like Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, which I'm
awesome.
Into now.
You know, it's funny you say that. I feel like we need some breathing room.
Oh, yeah.
a little bit. And it's funny, when I do shows overnight and late night, I know for a fact that my listeners often text me when I start talking politics. They're like, yeah, who you got on? You got Dick Van Dyke coming up? You got, because I do a lot of
I love that
fun
stuff
retro
that you do.
Stuff.
Bob Newhart?
Yeah, Bob Newhart. Yeah,
but you had Bob Newhart. That
I
is
did.
So cool.
I did. But I like doing that. And, you know, overnight, I can have longer conversations. I could talk to somebody for an hour overnight. And I think that's kind of the joy of doing this shift. But sometimes when I dip a little bit too deep into politics, I get a little backlash because they're like, it's overnight. I just want to relax. I've right. heard this all week long already.
Exactly. I don't want to. I'm going to listen to your show, though. I listen to your show. And I will.
That.
And even if you don't have Bob Newhart on and you have John Cass on, I'm kind of like the Bob Newhart of political Chicago.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. The
I mean,
Chicago
I'm running
way,
for
my
mayor. I'm running for mayor myself.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, I was going to talk about that actually. Who's rising to the top of the mayoral race? And I keep hearing, like, anybody I've asked, they're like, "Yeah, nobody until Mendoza gets in." So she's going to wait to get elected, and then she's going to throw it out there.
I like Susana Mendoza. Mm-hmm. She's. I've always thought she'd make a good mayor someday. Because she's learned the job. But here's the thing. When you hear that buzz about Susana Mendoza, figure out who's saying it to you. Because you know who's behind her?
No. It's Madigan.
Mike Madigan.
Yeah.
So Madigan will have the governor, if he elects Pritzker, and the mayor. I mean, Mike Madigan's only 140 pounds. He eats apples for lunch. I know, because I sat with him and watched him eat apples, like with the big blue eyes, like the oculist in F. Scott Fitzgerald, you know, in the, in the billboard, you know?
Yeah.
And look, should a guy have that much power, one man? I mean, why don't you just call the whole state Madaganistan then?
Yeah. Madaganistan.
I don't think That's she's, awesome. I don't, I think that for me, and she's learning. I mean, she's going to be good. She's learning the comptroller's job. She's doing all the things that Richard J. Daley did,
wow.
rising up through the ranks. But she's a Madigan guy.
Sure.
And I think that I would much like to see someone in there who can actually run the city from day one. I would think you could say Tony Preckwinkle could, even if you don't want to drink pop.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Bill Daley could. I know he can talk like he can,
mm-hmm.
and I like Bill,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know, 60 years of Daley's? I don't know.
Can we, Vallis, McCarthy?
McCarthy, I don't know about that, because New York and a copper,
yeah.
I don't know how that goes along with, and yeah. plus a lot of the cops don't like him. I think that really, when you look at it, the one guy who's come out with real ideas, the one who was shouting and media wouldn't listen to him about lead in the water, for these kids and affecting their brains, you know, when they're little kids. Lead poisoning affects kids. Paul Vallis.
Yeah.
Paul Vallis is the one who's been talking about all this stuff. Now, is he flashy? No. Can he play soccer like Mendoza? I love soccer. No. But I think he can. I think there's a fair argument to be made that he could run the city from day one and wouldn't have to rely. See, the thing is, they don't have to rely on. If it's Vallis, he doesn't have to rely on people telling him what this means.
Yeah.
You get some of these other people in here,
yeah.
they don't know. They have no clue. And when they have no clue, there'll be sharks coming in sent by other guys to say, you know that pension deal for $10 million, billion? Here's the guy you got to listen to.
Yeah.
You see, it's all.
It's all. Yeah, absolutely. John Cass from the Chicago Tribune. You can also catch the Chicago Way Weekly at WGNRadio.com. Pleasure hanging out with you, John.
Thanks for having me, David.
Absolutely.
It's been a great pleasure, and I love your show.
I appreciate you being here. I'm a big fan as well. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks
All right.
for having me.
News is next on 720 WGN.